the day I left the Croft, it wasn't just me that was crying an ocean of tears and sobbing as if I was in the British sobbing team at the Olympics. Oh no, there was many's a young girl with a broken heart, beating the ground and wailing on the pier as they saw yet another handsome young man leaving them to a life of lonely spinsterhood. Oh, but that was true love, not like the love business you see around you down here. It's one drink too many. I love you, my darling. Let's add to the population, and I'm away to the Social Security to get money for a pram. In my day, it was different. I was 30 years of age before I saw my first corset. And I says to my grandfather, you don't suit that. Don't be daft, he says. I'm just checking how to undo the straps in case your grandmother gets frisky tonight. I says, what do you mean, frisky? So he sat me down and told me the facts of life. Here are the facts of life, he says. Go to a dance, find a woman, court her for 3 years, then go and ask her father if you can speak to her. If he says yes, and she replies, then dump her. You don't want a woman answering back to you. However, if she just nods her head, marry her. Well, eventually I went to a dance, and by Jove, the stirring in my young loins when I came across Jessie Ann MacPhail, all done up to the nines in her Sunday tarpaulin, with a shine on her Wellingtons, and that atmospheric whiff of oven polish from her dentures. I was in heaven until I tried to pull her onto the dance floor and thought her chair had given way, but it was her leg. I says, sorry, Jessie Ann, I'm sorry, but I'm looking for a woman who can run the household, not hop it. As time went by, I did find a woman, Mary MacDougall, daughter of the bank manager, Frugal MacDougall. Anyway, the time came to kiss her. I had practiced for days on an old potato, and then came the night. We had been sitting in with her mother and father, listening to the clock ticking, and I stood up and said, I better be going. Good, says her father. We can listen to the clock in peace. Well, we went outside in the moonlight, and with romance in my heart, I leaned seductively against the hen house. She closed her eyes and puckered her lips. I immediately thought of that potato and kissed her, and she responded just the same as it did. Within the year we were holding hands, and a year after that we were on honeymoon. What an hour that was. So that was it. We were married. We're still married, because we did it the proper way, not the city way. We took our time to get to know one another. No dating agents, no feminism or masculinism, no lonely hearts clubs for single, widowed, divorced or ugly or whatever. No separation, no divorce, no separate holidays, no separate bedrooms, no giving one another some space, no nothing. Just together, united, on and on and on and on and on, forever into eternity, just like it would have been on the cross.
Angus Drake Moore there, rebelling without a croft. Now,